The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Yeah, baby. Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday to you. I love Wednesdays, man, because if the week has been going good up until this point, and it always is, then I know the rest of the week is going to be fantastic. And Wednesday night's one of my favorite shows, too, Live Wire Wednesday. It's a show that's dedicated to the greatest rock band of all time, at least according to me. That is Angus Young and AC/DC later on tonight, 8 o'clock Central. It's our most listened to show from an international footprint. We're right here in Hoover, Alabama, just like Southern Precision Staffing is, by the way, and they proudly sponsor Livewire Wednesday every Wednesday night. 205-682-2828, 682-2828. Kai Greger and his staff do a fantastic job. They've been sponsoring the show for a couple of years. But we got like 40,000 people that listen in Sydney, Australia. We have people in Sweden. We have people in Saskatchewan, Victoria. We have people in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have them in Boston. We have them in San Francisco, all over the world. But the majority of our listening audience right here in the Birmingham area outside the Hoover outskirts. And it's a fantastic show, and we just blow your brains out, man, for a full hour. Tonight we're doing AC/DC's Places, whether it's Satellite Blues or Sin City. We're going to be traipsing across this wonderful landscape of classic rock with AC/DC later on tonight, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, where your word and your handshake still mean something, by the way. 205-682-2828. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. Dr. Josh Klapo back in the studios here at TKR, Tony Curry Radio. We'll be doing our big show. We'll be talking about all kinds of great stuff, psychological and non. And then, of course, we're going to be joined by Janice Rogers and Mike Dubberly on Fox 6. We have our Fox 6 hit every Thursday morning right around 9:35. We're going to be talking about when is it time to hang it up. Most people probably thinking about Tom Brady in this particular situation as he looks for his next team. We're going to be talking about Ozzy Osbourne. Kind of bums me out a little bit. It's bad enough when you lose life of a classic rock and roller like we did with David Crosby a few days ago. But Ozzy Osbourne, he needed to die on stage. I don't know if he will ever die unless he's back on stage. He's 74 years of age, and yesterday he made the announcement that he's done. I don't believe it. I think it's kind of a Kiss thing where it's always their farewell or their last tour. But something tells me Ozzy's going to be back on stage somewhere at some time. He said his voice is still good at the age of 74, but he just can't travel anymore. And he's having to, and his Instagram post, his Twitter page, you felt for the guy. Because most of us are like, Ozzy, you've done enough. Dude, just go hang it up, go enjoy yourself, move back to England, go out to Hollywood, wherever you're living, man, and just chill out. You deserve to spend the rest of your life just doing whatever you want, but that's wanting to be on stage. I mean, I don't think I've ever met a guy or have heard of a rock and roller who loves being on stage and pleasing his fans as much as Ozzy Osbourne. Seriously, I've been around thousands and thousands of rock and rollers who say they thoroughly enjoy being on the road and doing those things. Ozzy Osbourne is a guy I really don't think he's going to be fulfilled unless he's on stage and just kicks it right there on stage. I fully expect him to die while he's in the middle of Crazy Train. I really do. That was kind of some bummer news yesterday, but he'll be back, man. I know his wife wants him to get back on the road. He may do that one farewell show, like Elton John did a few weeks ago. Who knows? But I think Ozzy Osbourne will be back out there. But our thoughts go out to him as he works through all of his physical ailments. We've got a birthday today, and I don't know how to process Lisa Marie Presley's death. Am I the only one here that thinks like it should be a lot bigger than it actually is? Elvis and Priscilla's only child. She died a couple of weeks ago. She would have been 55 today. And it's really bizarre. She had lost like 40 or 50 pounds. Now all of a sudden this news is coming out that she was back on opiates. She was trying to lose weight for these Elvis movie premieres that were coming out. She didn't look good. She looked like a flipping mess for 55. I mean, hell, I'm 56. I mean, I'm no Priscilla, but or no Lisa Marie, but come on. I mean, she did not look good. And you know, you think about people dying before they actually die, and you wonder how people are going to respond to it. And Lisa Marie Presley was married to Michael Jackson, for gosh sakes. She was the only child of Elvis and Priscilla's. I mean, you would have thought that the world would have mourned her death a little bit more, maybe lengthwise. I don't know. I don't know how to process her death. It was kind of like it just happened, and people are like, maybe it's because we saw it coming. Maybe we figured she wasn't going to be around very long, or she was weird, or she was strange. The fact she was married to Michael Jackson was bizarre. But the fact she's not here anymore is kind of like, I just don't know how to process her death. Usually I have kind of an idea of how I want to talk about the loss of life. She wasn't certainly a classic rock person, but she was rock and roll because of her dad. But kind of bizarre, man. I'm not really sure. She would have been 55 the day she left us way too early. Rick James, Give It To Me Baby, the best song from Rick James. Screw Super Freak. Give It To Me Baby, man. I could hear that song. It's one of those songs, one of about five or six songs in my life. Every time I hear it, I love it. Give It To Me Baby. As soon as we're done here, go listen to Rick James, Give It To Me Baby. If that song doesn't get you just rocking, I love that tune. He would have been 75 today. Also on this date, 1949, RCA Records came out with the 45. You want to blow the mind of your Gen Zer, of one of your kids? I know the first time they saw your albums, your 33 and a third, they're like, what the hell is that? You're like, dude, this is what we used to listen to music on. RCA came out with the 45 because it spun faster. The quality was better. Obviously, they got burned out, man. You run a 45 like 20 or 25 times, it's fried. It's finished. The needle just burned right through the record. You swear it went all the way down to the turntable. And much like people in baseball cards over the last 20 or 25 years, people are like, hold on to those LPs. They're going to be worth something someday. You get a like Fifth and Charles or Charles, whatever. They're selling Journey Escape albums for like $55. I'm like, what? I don't know if people are paying that. But it's crazy that vinyl is back. And it's one of those things where I guess the longer you hold on to it, the more it's worth. But if we could ever get some cash out of some 45s, I'm a millionaire. I've got stacks of 45s. I used to play proms and parties, bar mitzvahs, weddings, the whole nine yards. And so I ran, I took 45s because I don't need the entire album. So I had stacks and stacks of 45s. I don't even know what to do with them anymore. I don't even know if they're worth any money. I know when I bought them, they were 99 cents a piece. You always wanted to buy the album, right? If you love the song off an album, you would think you'd like the entire album and the entire band's effort on that album. And then you'd buy it for that one song and you found out the rest of the album was crap. And then you'd scratch the album and you'd take it back and try to get your... Albums were usually $7.99 or $8.99 or something like that. Double albums were like $12.99, right? 45s were 99 cents. The problem is I mean, you're playing 3.5 minutes and then you're sitting there and the song's over. You're like, what the hell do I do now? You get back up and play it again. You used to have the stackables right on the turntables where you could stack like three or four albums on top of each other and have about 3 or 4 hours of. Do you remember those? 45s are really hard to stack. And again, if you stack six or seven together, you had like 20 minutes of music and it was over. Anyway, good call there. And if you got some 78s, a lot of people didn't even realize we had 78s. My dad had a bunch of 78s, like the David Rose Orchestra. The Spike Jones band, Lawrence Welk. If you got some of those 78s, now those are worth some money, but they break really, really easy. They're made out of glass. So check out some 78s. Go ahead and do a little research. Show your kids a 45. They'll go, what? They'll think it's a Frisbee or something like that. And also on this date, 1988, one of my favorite bands broke up. I love this band so much. They were so instrumental. Their first album was just an absolute body slam. It was fantastic. Every song off this band's first album was a hit. It was unbelievable. It was classic rock. It was in the 70s. I was in my teenage years. They were a perfect band for me because I wasn't really into the goth, Black Sabbath, Deep Purple stuff yet. But I also wasn't into the Devo, Adam Ant, Fluffy Bread kind of England Dan and John Ford Coley stuff. So this band was kind of right in the middle, but they were really, really cool because of the way they looked. They did wear some eye makeup, but they weren't David Bowie eye makeup weirdos. And they just rocked. And they were so different. I had never heard a band sound like The Cars until I heard The Cars. They had such an eclectic, different sound to them. They were unmistakable. It was kind of like Chicago. Whenever you heard Chicago on the radio, you heard the trombone, man. You knew you were listening to Chicago. When you heard The Cars on the radio, man, it was so different. It was just such a different sound. And you had the freaks that came out and kind of claimed the cars as their own because they were kind of strange. Rick Ocasek had that weird look. Benjamin Orr with the eye makeup on, the long blonde hair, and the purple and red suits. They were just a dip, but they were so flipping cool, man. They were so cool. A band called The Big People came through town in Birmingham in the mid-90s, and it was Van Zant. It was the drummer from Billy Joel. It was the singer from Ted Nugent's band. And then Benjamin Orr was in the band from The Cars, and they would play like three or four songs from each of the groups they were in. So you'd hear stuff from 38 Special. You'd hear Billy Joel music. You'd hear Ted Nugent music. You'd hear stuff from The Cars. And so I got a chance to bring them on stage, and I met with Benjamin Orr, and I vividly remember it because it was about 4 months prior to him dying of pancreatic cancer. He was one of the coolest sumbitch I've ever met. I mean, he was so cool. It was 97 degrees. He had a red velvet suit on, that long blonde hair. He was just sweating, and his makeup didn't run. It was amazing. He must have been a cover girl, man. His makeup didn't run, but the ladies, man, the women that he would attract, because he was just super cool, and he's about my size. He's like 6'3", 6'4". Just a cool dude, super nice guy. Love to hear him play. I love to hear him sing. He sang some of the Cars' biggest hits, including Drive, It's All I Can Do, which is one of my favorite songs you hear on the TKR app on Tony Curry Radio. The band broke up on the state back in 1988. That was one of those things, man, where when you were in high school, it's not like that now, but you were in high school and you heard your favorite band broke up, man, it would ruin you. It was like the Beatles just broke up? What? The Cars just broke? No. No, I mean, when your band broke up, it was worse than breaking up with your favorite sweetie down the hallway. It was unbelievable. Anyway, the Cars broke up on the state back in 1988. And unfortunately, they really never got back together again. I know Rick Ocasek is now dead, died a couple years ago, but it would have been always fun to see the original Cars get together one more time. And because Rick's voice was so different, no one could sing like Rick. I mean, someone can sing like Steve Perry, but no one can sing like Rick. You weren't going to emulate that. You couldn't. It was impossible. But anyway, they broke up on the state back in 1988. All right, speaking of breaking up, it looks like Ozzy Osbourne's breaking up with The Road. We'll have that big conversation on Fox. By the way, Fox 6 is so stinking cool. First of all, they love Curry and Claypo, and we love them. And I know Janice, I've known Mike for years. And they're nice enough to let us come on and talk about whatever we want every Thursday morning, and I love them for that. Usually they trust us enough now that we have a great idea, they'll go, let's do it. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, man. We'll look forward to being on Fox 6 again tomorrow morning at 9:30, and we'll be doing three or four different segments with Curry and Claypool tomorrow morning as well. Thanks again to all of our great sponsors. I drove down to Prattville yesterday and met with Michael Coleman from the Montgomery Area Food Bank. That's MAFB.org. They do wonderful work. They serve 35 counties here in the great state of Alabama through Feeding America. God bless you. God bless all the work you guys do. I had a wonderful lunch with Michael Coleman. We got some new things we're working on with them. Special thanks, of course, to Coosa Valley Auto Sale, CoosaValleyAutoSale.com up in Sylacauga. If you're in the Chelsea area, you're in the Hoover area, you're down to the Highway 280 corridor, make the ride up to Sylacauga. It's an extra 15 or 20 minutes. You're going to save $1,000 thanks to Coosa Valley Auto Sale. Budweiser, one of our great sponsors. Having lunch with Chris Doris from State Farm. Chris Doris and State Farm team tomorrow. Love those fine folks. It's been a fantastic week. It's a Wednesday. Let's get through it on a hump. Check out our LiveWire Wednesday show brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing later on tonight. I love you and have yourself a fantastic day. God bless.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.